the best way of solving conflict in future, so that we don't go back to where we went in 2013, is to have a dialogue. If you remember, during the SPLM convention in Juba, the former Catholic Archbishop of Juba, His Grace Paulino Lugudu, appealed to our political leaders to stop the convention and call for a retreat so that they can dialogue among themselves, especially the top political leadership. That approach that the Archbishop appealed to the leaders, which of course they did not accept, was the best, and it will continue to be the best. Dialogue is the only way forward to avoid the conflict in future in South Sudan and any other part of the world.
And you are at Tumaini, where dialogue is one of the rules of the game. How would you assess the progress at these talks in Nairobi? Because people in South Sudan are all paying attention to what will come out of the Tumaini initiative.
Well, there was a very significant progress that was made under the previous government delegation with the opposition and the stakeholders delegation. As you remember, 8 protocols were signed or were initialed on 15th of July, and one protocol was finalized, but it was not initialed at that time because there were a few things that needed to be put together. And we were actually remaining, literally, was only one in the one protocol, which is known as responsibility sharing. In other places, it's called power sharing. But with the new government delegation now, they suggested that they wanted the previously initial protocols by the previous government delegation to be reviewed because they have some concerns over it. Those ones, the opposition were not comfortable with that, and that's what the mediators and stakeholders have been trying to resolve in the last few days.
I hear you well, and this is the information we are getting from the venue of the talks, that the new government delegation does not have appetite for discussing responsibility sharing. I mean, this is all about people, you know, talking about where they will place themselves. Why is power so important in South Sudan?
Well, power is not is important not only in South Sudan, but actually all over the world, because power is attached with resources. If you have power, you have resources. That is why when we were in the bush, we were all poor. But when we came, we got independent. Even before we got independent, some people who got into position of power, they are now rich. You will hear them talking of other people who are the poor people, and for them, they are not poor. They are rich because they have power. So it's the reason why power is so important. Why is power holding the people of South Sudan back, not like other places, is the real question. It is because the power is only in the hands of the elite in South Sudan. In other places, especially those that countries that are democratic, the power is in the hand of the people, and the people decide whom to hand it over to, because the power belongs to the people, and it is only delegated to the leaders to use it to serve the people. But in South Sudan, it's the other way around. The power actually is in the hand of the elite. And so they fight over it, they quarrel over it, and the people are just helpless because they are suffering down there. Nobody is serving them, while the leaders are struggling over the power. So that is the difference. The power is important everywhere in the world, but the only difference is that the power in South Sudan is not in the hand of the people. It is in the hand of the elite. That is why you see them competing over it.
Archbishop Moses Deng,
okay,
you are the South Sudan Council of Churches envoy at the Tumaini talks. Given this standoff between the government delegation and the other stakeholders, on what are you telling them to do in order to overcome this looming threat to the Tumaini initiative?
The standoff right now is not on the responsibility sharing. It is on the review, the proposed review of the previous initial protocols by the new government delegation. That is what the opposition are objecting to. But they have not moved to the responsibility sharing because they have not resolved the issue of whether we should review the previous protocols or they should just move to the responsibility sharing. With the government delegation saying we cannot move to the responsibility sharing protocol unless we have agreed on the issue of the viewing of the previous initial protocols, and the opposition is objecting to that. So that is where the stand-up is at the moment.